Memphis continues to search for answers after five police officers brutally beat Tyre Nichols, who later died. All five were part of a special unit to tackle crime hotspots, and that unit has now been disbanded. It was called Scorpion, which stood for Street Crimes Operation to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhoods. Local officials praised it, but Nichols' family lawyer Ben Crump told reporters that he spoke to one man who was recently confronted by Scorpion officers as he was getting pizza.
And he said that they used all kind of profanity against him. They threw him on the ground, talking about where the drugs and where the weapons.
Let's talk about this with Keith Taylor, adjunct assistant professor at John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York. He's a former assistant commissioner at the New York City Department of Correction. Keith, welcome.
Thank you.
The police chief in Memphis created this Scorpion unit in 2021 to address rising homicides. And in recent months, people have been drag racing through neighborhoods and doing donuts on the highway. So the strike team was formed. Are these types of special units common?
They are common, and they're usually created to deal with specific types of crimes that are reoccurring, usually serious in nature, and something that is beyond normal patrol activities. So these officers that make up these units, they are taken off patrol and they're handling these specific types of complaints around guns, around drugs, around whatever it is that a particular community is dealing with that is beyond normal police operations.
And in your view, are there inherent risks to some of these special units?
Yes. What can happen, depending on the amount of independence that is allowed these units, they can get involved in various types of malfeasance, ranging from abuse of authority, excessive use of force, to actual criminal violations consisting of corruption. And we see this just looking at the history of scandals that have occurred nationwide in police departments dealing with these types of units.
What was your reaction when you heard that Memphis would disband its Scorpion unit?
I think that is a reasonable thing to do if it is apparent that the department does not have a handle on their operations. And quite clearly, this incident showed that the supervisory level was not adequate to ensure that these operations can be done safely and legally by the officers. Now, there are a lot of other officers involved in the unit, and they may have all been doing their jobs, and apparently they were making a lot of arrests, and they were very active. But this incident is indicative of a severe need to stop, assess what is going wrong with the unit, and then figure out how to achieve the goals of safety and security for the communities that they serve without having this type of abuse take place.
The Memphis Police Department said its officers stopped Tyre Nichols on suspicion of reckless driving, but there's no video of that, and the police chief told NBC News the department has not yet found evidence of it. What questions does that raise for you about how this incident started?
I think it is telling that the very basis for the stop, it may not have been legal. It would also really require an examination of the past activities, arrests that this unit has conducted to see if individuals' rights were violated while they were racking up all of those arrests.
Before Tyre Nichols was killed, officials had touted the Scorpion unit as helping to bring down crime. Here's the Memphis Police Chief Sarilyn C.J. Davis on CNN Friday as to why the unit was created.
This is one of three teams whose primary responsibility is to reduce gun violence, to be visible in communities, and to also impact the rise in the crime, basically out of an outcry from the community. We had record numbers in 2021, 346 homicides.
The chief talked about being tough on tough people, but there's also reporting that people in the community felt the unit was too harsh on people. Does this clue you into something that possibly might have been going wrong with this unit?
It sounds like a lack of appropriate supervision might have been a factor. Training needs to be looked at, any specialized training that the officers received or did not receive. Also looking at the backgrounds of the officers, having someone who's aggressive in terms of arrest may not be best suited for operations that really require a very strong level of discipline on the part of the officers' activities.
Keith Taylor, these special strike units, is there a way for these units to ever be effective? Are there ways they accomplish their mission the right way, I guess?
Absolutely. The majority of police departments and police officers do their job and do it with great service and courage and integrity. But how they respond to officers who are bad officers is really important. And so you cannot simply rely on officers to do the right thing. You have to have accountability measures in place. As a former president said, trust but verify. We need that in place for law enforcement to be held accountable for not just the good things that happen, but the bad.
That's Keith Taylor of the John Jay College of Criminal Justice in New York. Keith Taylor, thank you.
Thank you so much.